On this episode, how to choose a topic. Welcome to Season 7 of Podcraft, and this is the Frequently Asked Questions season. See, we get questions every single day via the website, social media, all sorts of different places. We thought it was about time we go through as many of them as we can. I'm Colin Gray, I'm joined by Matthew McLean, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you're asking. Take it away, Matthew.
So this question came in from Joan, and it's an interesting one, Colin, because a lot of people come into podcasting because they have a topic in mind, but then there's also a large majority of folk that come into podcasting because they want to do a podcast, but they don't have a topic. So when you're arriving in podcasting without your topic, what are the first steps that you should take, in your opinion?
I always find it quite confusing when people first get in touch with that. Like, they just want to start a podcast, but they don't know what to speak about. But I suppose it makes sense, doesn't it? People can get into the medium and then decide that they want to contribute to it and then think, well, what's the best thing to speak about? And actually, often it's not that they don't have a topic to speak about. It's that they've got loads of passions, isn't it? Or loads of things they're interested in, or loads of work topics, and they just aren't sure which one to choose, isn't it? It's like amongst a various choice. So, I mean, for me, the first thing that I think about is, this is the cliche, isn't it? Find your passion. So what is it that you're most interested in? Like, why did you choose to start talking about audio drama?
We were already making audio drama, and it just made so much sense, because we were podcasting that, to make a podcast about doing it. And yeah, it was something that we were passionate about, and it was something that we saw would benefit ourselves and benefit, you know, the small community that we knew at that point. So it was something that worked out really well for us.
Yeah. So why not football or your various other hobbies?
Yeah, I don't know if I could answer that. I mean, you know, I've thought about doing podcasts on all sorts of things. It's you know, there's always topics that come up that you think that would make a great podcast. But when you get a bit more experience, you realise the work involved in doing a podcast, you don't want to end up with 10 not very good shows. It's better to do one good show, isn't it?
And focus on it, yeah. I think everybody's got a topic they can talk about. There's always something that you talk about more to your friends than anything else. And it's more maybe about finding the focus of that topic, isn't it? It's about finding what you're going to focus on within that niche. And for me, the first place that starts often is, it's the problem, isn't it? It's what is the pain that's out there? So I always talk about the mountain biking show that I do, which is just a hobby of mine. It's a passion of mine. And I wanted to talk about mountain biking, and I was trying to figure out, like, what particular thing can I concentrate on? And the thing that people always ask me about when it comes to mountain biking is the kit. So it's always about, like, what's the best wheels to get these days, or what's the best gear set to get, or, you know, what are the new shiny fancy bits? And so that's kind of what I started focusing on the show, because it was the most commonly asked question within that niche. It's the problem that people always see. That is the stuff that really causes people pain, because they're trying to figure out how to get a better bike, how to improve their bike, but they can't navigate their way through all of this various, you know, hundreds and dozens of choices out there to be able to upgrade. So that's always the first bit, isn't it? It's finding that pain, I think.
Do you think it comes down to motivations of whether you want to sort of be a business with your podcast, whether you want to make money, or whether it's just a hobby? Or do you think nowadays these things are just so overlapped that, you know, it's pretty much just the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the people that are coming into it as a hobby, a lot of them want to turn it into a business, don't they? A lot of them want to talk about what they are passionate about anyway. And they'll think about how to monetize it through sponsorship and things like that. But then you've got those people that they're just talking about the stuff they find interesting, they find fun, they're passionate about. But then there's a whole other group of people who come into it with the main view that it's going to be to promote a business. So in that case, you know, you're not coming at it necessarily because it's someone you love, not someone that you're really passionate about. It's someone that you love to work in, maybe. And I think then it's even more important to find that pain, to find that real problem that people struggle with. I mean, it has to be something that, you know, really, really keeps people up at night. It really sort of bugs them. It's something that if you say that you can solve it for them, then, you know, that's something they're going to jump on it. Basically, that's what's going to grab people in and drag them into listening to your show, isn't it? If you can prove that you're going to really fix something for them.
So you think that the solving a problem thing, is it not enough just to have like something that you just want to talk about? Or again, does that come down to your motivations?
Well, I suppose there's various different problems, isn't there? There's a problem where you're teaching. So with the mountain biking one, it was talking about how to upgrade your bike, how to navigate all the bits and parts and all that kind of stuff. But then another problem is just being bored, I suppose. So there's lots of entertainment shows out there. So finding a topic. I think there's a big part of it is really being able to sell the benefits, isn't it? It's the, because if you have that problem that you're solving, so if it's entertainment, for example, obviously it's harder to find a particular problem, but it's more about, you know, if you're bored, come along and listen to us. We're funny. This is why. So you're selling the benefits, but it's also the particular reasons why. Well, okay. So to go back to the problem solution thing, problems, you've got the problem, you found the pain you're finding, and we're going to figure out how to solve it. So here's a solution. That's the benefits that you're selling to the people. But then the next step, if you're a teaching show or a business show or anything like that, is why you are uniquely served to solve it. So why people should listen to your show as opposed to other people's shows. And I think that applies more to the entertainment niche than anything else, because then suddenly you're selling yourself. If it's entertainment, it's why are you funny? Why is the topic you're choosing out most interesting to listen to? And it's trickier that way, because in a lot of ways that's very subjective. So it's trickier with entertainment. I mean, that's the one that you can't really answer this black and white, but I think still there's still definitely a bit of a problem solution pair in there, and definitely the why you're unique to that.
Just to get us wrapped up then, looking towards, like, if someone's got a couple of topics in their mind, they might want to sit down and jot out a few potential episodes, or, you know, we talk about seasons here, a lot of the podcast hosts, so maybe looking at some common themes that they could batch into seasons. What sort of advice would you have on that front?
Yeah, well, I know you always talk about, that's one of your tests, isn't it, you go through with the people we work with, is how many episodes can you think up in, what, 10, 15 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, aye, because if you can only think of two, then that's a bit of a warning bell, isn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, most of the people that come in, they can think up the episodes. And I think that helps with topic as well, doesn't it? Like, if you tell them, right, you want to talk about mountain biking in general, let's write down as many topics as you can in the next 10 minutes. And then there's these, you know, they tend to start to group into categories. You can get all of those episode ideas. You can group them into categories, and you suddenly start to see the areas of that topic, of that larger topic that you can niche down into. And that finds your specific topic, I suppose. But yeah, I think that's a good idea to test out the idea, isn't it? And to sort of zero in on the bit that you're most interested in.
Yeah, I've said to a few people in the past, like, imagine you started your show a year ago and you went into iTunes and looked at your podcast. What are some of the episodes that you'd like to see appear in there as you scroll through the feed?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's never an easy answer, how do I choose a topic? It's down to a whole bunch of reasons, isn't it? But I think the whole follow your passion thing is flawed. You need to make sure that it's a passion that other people struggle with as well, that gives them motivation, and that's where the problem solution pair comes in. So yeah, think about that, I think, mostly, and the that justifies or that validates the idea most effectively. And that's the question for this week. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for spending some time with us. I just want to say as well, during the course of this season, we're actually launching our new community, which is called Fan Fishing. It's all about creating new fans for your podcast, really engaging with people, figuring out all the questions around podcasting, helping you to create a more engaging podcast and get it out every single week. So if you want to check out what we're doing there over at that community, from support to courses to live sessions to university style teaching, then go over to podhost.me/fans and you'll see the community there. So I hope to see you there. Please do check it out. And either way, we'll see you on the next one, where we'll be answering another one of your questions. Of course, send them in as well. Send in any questions you have to info@thepodcasthost.com. We'll hopefully answer it soon. See you next time.